Blog Talk Radio.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين.
You're listening to American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected.
Community-wide Shura and AM 360 invite you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event to strengthen our national intelligentsia and network. Contact underwriting today at cwsconline@gmail.com. That's cwsconline@gmail.com. Or call 910-317-0297. 910-317-0297. Together, we can remake this world into a better place.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM 360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM 360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM 360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbi Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Maliki Yawm al-Din. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdinas siratal mustaqim. Siratal ladina an'amta 'alayhim. Kairil mahdubi alayhim waladdallin. Ameen. With the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful, praise be to Allah, the Lord and Cherisher, most gracious, most merciful, master of the day of judgment. Thee do we worship, and thy name we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those on whom thou hast bestowed thy grace, those whose portion is not wrath, those who go not astray. I bear witness there is no God except Allah, Al-Kadik, the creator of the heavens and the earth, and all between, and no partners have he. And I bear witness Muhammad, of 1444 Ramadan, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, is Allah's servant and messenger and the seal of the prophethood. I greet you and us with the greetings of peace. Assalamu alaikum. And welcome to this evening session of Al-Islam in Focus Learning Lab here on AM 360 Islamic Radio, the number one listening radio station in the nation. I am your host, the Priester Hadi. And as always, come on, let's get those big hugs and love. Oh, come on now, squeeze tight, because I know we all have had a very busy week. Even though Anne having to deal with the very busy weekend in the cold, so let's hold each other and give us a good old strong hug and some warmth. Give us some warmth. Alhamdulillah. Oh, thank you so kindly. Thank you so kindly. I love you too. And I feel your love, and I pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you feel my love to you as well. Alhamdulillah. Time is moving on, everyone. We are in, and excuse me, of course, you know, in and out of this cold weather because we've had temperatures minus 14 degrees. So, and trust me, I wouldn't have went out if I didn't have to, but it was absolutely imperative and important that I had to get out there, but I did it as quickly as possible. But even so, it caused me to come down with a little irritation, and you know how that goes, and you know the cold thing, getting a cold and all that. So my throat is kind of irritated. It's a little bit better though this evening than it has been in the past couple of days. So we're gonna work right through this, inshallah. I just want to let you know if you hear me kind of stressing or weaseling in and out a little bit, it's because I do have me some honey and black seed right here, very hot, that I will be sipping on, inshallah. And you might want to do the same thing to, you know, for this coldness. The good warmness just warms your body through and helps your throat and everything. I'm good about. We are in the seventh month. Oh, you know what that means. We are right up on Ramadan, which is scheduled to start, as we know, potentially, and depending on the sighting of the moon, but potentially we are looking at March 22nd to start, and that's going to be on a Wednesday, inshallah, and that would be on the evening of that Wednesday, March 22nd, and it will be lasting it's saying 30 days, but, you know, sometimes we could do 29, but depending on the moon again, and that should be on, if we go 30 days, that would be on a Thursday, April 20th, and if it's only 29 days, it would be on that Wednesday, April 19th, inshallah. And so we are here in the seventh month of the Islamic calendar, Rajab, and we're in the 11th day of Rajab, 1444, on the Islamic calendar. And February the 4th, 2023, on the Gregorian calendar, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Tonight, let me see what there's something I wanted to share with you all before I got into tonight's program. I think of it right now, no more than like I say, I was out this week. It's been really busy and got out there and called myself catching the cold and so forth and all that stuff, but we're okay. We're okay. Tonight, we're going to talk on the learning of Al-Asma'ul Husna. I know we've been consistent, but we haven't been going through like you know, maybe 10 or 12 Al-Asma Husnas during the week, because we've been doing hadith and we've been reading different articles and things. But I just want to kind of remind us, and you know, a seasoned Muslims, and that we always constantly having new shahadas come on. And so we want to definitely make sure we let them know that we're not forgetting about them, and we're not taking the learning of Al-Asma Husna as because we're reading other articles, Islamic articles and things, and talking about other subjects and things, that we're not, you know, taking it to be not so important in learning Al-Asma Husna, because it is very important, the learning of Al-Asma Husna. So we're going to talk tonight on learning Al-Asma Husna. And we'll continue our study into Al-Asma Husna. And we'll start with the number 99. And we all know Al-Asma Husna is the 99 known beautiful names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we'll be starting tonight with number 49, and we'll get as many in as we can. We're going to get a little bit more intense with the learning of Al-Asma Husna. I'm working on that total program now, and we will get a bit more intense once we get through the 99 at the level that we're attending to them right now, meaning that we'll probably still, you know, be doing some hadith and some articles, but we are going to get into an intense study where we're going to be basically focusing on the Al-Asma Husna singularly, and we probably won't be doing any hadith. We'll just be focusing on the 99 known beautiful names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But that'll be a little bit further, and I'm pretty sure it's going to be after Ramadan, inshallah. As you can probably hear, Isha is now coming in. And you know how I feel about when the prayers come in, I'm ready to jump up right now and go to prayer. But I tell you what I did. You know, we can get the back rib and the issue together. I got to lower my voice a little bit here because my throat was kind of. But we can do our Maghrib and our Isha together, you know that. Or we can poem our Isha until later time, you know, like we say, even if after the program, if we want to. It's basically up to us how we want to handle it. But as we can see, Isha is now coming in. I'd like to try to be quiet if I could, but I didn't want to have too much a blank space off in here. May Allah have mercy and forgiveness on us. So I continue in the talk. Okay. So that's what we're going to be doing tonight. Basically studying and talking about Al-Asma Husna. I can't remember, did I have a hadith that I wanted to bring up quickly? I can't recall. Let me just check here and see. I'm doing this, y'all, so I can be kind of quiet so you can hear the prayer call. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. Okay, so, you know, of course I did go on and I found one of the hadith that we can start out with tonight, and then we will continue on. But before we get into the program, we're going to go on and take our Our first call for our public service announcement and very important information. And then we'll come back and get started with the program, okay? And first of all, thank you all so kindly for being here. And yes, I love you dearly. Don't try none. You know I do. And not only am I talking to you all here in the studio, but I'm talking to those that are out there on AMC60.org as well. Alhamdulillah. You're listening to Al Islamic Focus Learning Lab here on AM360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. I am your host, Dupreeta Hadid, and we're going to take our pause for our public service announcement and very important information. And as always, we ask you to stick and stay. Please do not go away, and we will be right back, inshallah. Okay. I'm going to start right here.
God's peace be upon you. God's love be upon you. God's compassion be upon you. The one soul of humanity. May we let it be in thought and in action. On behalf of CWSC Intelligentsia, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected, American Muslim 360, the Speakers Bureau, the Model Community National Resource Directory, the Volunteer Human Resource Network, Scholarship, the Learning Lab, Ambassadors, National Leadership Advisory Council, Internship, Leadership Development Council, the Think Tank, Strategic Family Institute, the bookstore. May we share completely humanity in spirit and in form, from thought to action. God's peace, God's love, God's compassion. Assalamu alaikum.
Alhamdulillah. So as we're getting started, everyone, I just want to remind our listeners out there on AM360.org, we appreciate you being here. But you know, if you want to make a comment or ask a question, you're going to need to dial in at 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253 and press 1 so that I'll know you have something that you want to share with us, and we'll certainly recognize you're there and open up your mic and give you that opportunity to do so. We want to encourage all of you as well to connect with us 24-hour live podcast programming at am360.org or 701-719-4197. And visit our Parent Cooperation Community-Wide Shura Conference at cwsc.us. Yes, that's .us. Which stands for us, and check out that beautiful website and get a lot of great information about CWSC and its intelligentsia, okay? You can give us a like on Facebook, or you can leave us a listener comment at 910-317-0297. And remember, however you choose to connect with us, we look forward to hearing from you, and we certainly do appreciate you kindly. We do. Okay, getting started here tonight, we're going to start out with this beautiful 99 known beautiful names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala article that we put together here. One, and I'm saying this now, you know, if this applies to you, then that's fine. If it doesn't, okay, just know that it's not only you, you know, just us that are already, you know, listening. We got those that might truly be asking themselves, why even begin to learn the 99 names of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala? Well, we know Allah Almighty is the creator, Al-Khaliq, of all creation. And you know Al-Khaliq is one of the 99 known beautiful names and attributes of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is important to know al-Asma ul-Husna, because knowing Allah makes a person come to love him. Oh, and get your pens and paper. That's really important, because you're gonna probably want to hear something that you're going to want to jot down in case you either have a question or a comment, or you just want to have it for your notes in the upcoming week. So when you ask yourself, why should I begin to learn the 99 names of Allah, and what Allah? Because when we come to know the 99 names, beautiful names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we come to love Allah and highly glorify His name and properly worship Him and fear Him and have, which is having complete trust and reliance in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For all the fair, Allah highly glorified is He, is capable, sufficient, and knowing. So we should rely on Him alone. A Muslim should have a feeling of deep dependence on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because nothing in this world happens without His will or His knowledge. This is a core principle of Al-Islam. And if you see things this way, then you will realize only through constant communication with Allah and Allah, prayers and supplications, would you be able to achieve any success in this world or in the hereafter. So when you ask yourself that question, why? Think of that as one of your main reasons. And be constant in your prayer so that you can have that communication. There is no way to know Allah, highly glorified is He, except by knowing His most beautiful name and seeking a proper understanding to His existence and the meanings of His beautiful known names and attributes, which is Al-Asma ul-Husna. And now, think about this. Think about what subject is the most repeated in the entire Quran. Some might think it's the day of resurrection that's most repeated. Some might think, it's marriage. Marriage is the most repeated in the Quran, the entire Quran. Or some may say it's the day of resurrection. Okay. Perhaps various chapters describing what paradise is like might be your answer. But in fact, the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, highly glorified is He, is the most repeated subject in the entire Quran. It is very hard to go by a page where we don't learn something about Allah, highly glorified is He. We read about how He is the most kind. Of course, we know that is Al-Afur. We read about Him being the most merciful, which of course is Al-Rahim. We read about Him being the most wise, which is of course Al-Hakim. The knower of everything, of course, which is Al-Alim. the seer of all that we do, and that is Al-Basir. He's free from all wants, worthy of all praise, alhamdulillah. Whatever the Ummah says is merely a commentary on the tradition of the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. And whatever the traditions of the Prophet say is merely a commentary on the Quran. And whatever the Quran says, it is a distinctive commentary on the excellent names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Knowing the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a strong foundation of tawheed, which is believing in Allah and his oneness, highly glorified is he. And it gives one a clear understanding of his essence. And we can start this journey by a study, names, his beautiful names and attributes, Al-Asma Ul-Husna. So when you ask yourself, why should I even try to learn the name? Then these are just some of the reasons and important reasons that you can consider in your learning these beautiful names and attributes. The more you engage and learn the names of Allah, highly glorified is he, the more you'll love, fear, respect, and obey him. Allah, highly glorified is he, is close to us. As a matter of fact, he says in the Quran, and we have already created man and know what his soul whispers to him. And we are closer to him than his jugular vein. And you're going to find that in Surah 50, and that would be Ayat 16. Then is what effort have we made to be close to him? Well, he even gave us all this indication, all this knowledge and wisdom and understanding of him, how he's loving us and being all protecting and close to us. But now, ask yourself, have we made, or what effort have we made to be close to him? So you see there again, learning Al-Asma Ul-Husna would be one such gesture showing our efforts that we are making to get close to him, Allah, highly glorified is he. These names were revealed so we could learn about Allah, highly glorified is he, and deepen our connection with him as our creator, Al-Kadik. But like with any relationship, the strongest and most enduring relationships require effort and hard work. So we certainly should be willing to indulge in the effort and hard work of getting closer to our Lord. Highly glorified is he. We must note that these names, or these beautiful names and attributes, are not superficial either. Some of the names of Allah, highly glorified is he, may seem similar, but they are not the same. Each name represents a unique attribute. They highlight some virtue or value that is virtuous in Islam. To know them, a source of knowledge. What's even greater is to try and integrate them into our life and to be lived and emulated to the best of our ability. Will we come to understand the 99 known names, beautiful names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we can begin to see the world in a new light. And speaking of this new light, that's going to be one of the, you'll see when we start the reading of the attributes tonight, you'll see. If we understand how Allah, highly glorified is He, is Al-Alim, the all-knowing, Al-Hakim, the wise one, and Al-Musi, the just one, we will come to understand that whatever happens to us as a believer, that whatever Allah decrees would be good for him or her. Suhab, or Suaid, might be Suaid, reported that Allah's messenger, peace and blessing of Allah be upon him, said, strange are the ways of a believer, for there is good in every affair of his, and this is not the case with anyone else except in the case of a believer. You hear that? For if he has an occasion to feel delight, he thanks Allah, highly glorified is He. Thus, there is a good for him in it. And if he gets into trouble and shows acceptance and endures it patiently, there is a good for him in it. If you believe in Allah, I'm going to say something. You know, when it says, if he gets in trouble and shows acceptance, you know, okay, so I'm having difficulty here. But he remembers his Lord. And, you know, he'd be patient about whatever he's going through and continuing to remind himself that there is a good in it for him. And I know as far as you season Muslims, seasoned believers, you have experienced this. I just want to assure the new Shahada, trust. When we were talking about it just a little bit ago, having trust in Allah. I know it might seem like, oh my God, this is like the end of the world almost, this particular something that we could be going through, you know. And if you say, you know, if you just give up on it, like, oh, my, it's the worst, you know, and just lose it, then that's what you've done. You've lost. But as it was saying here, if you bear patience, first of all, you accept that whatever this is that you're going through, no matter how terrible it might be, or troublesome it might seem, if you keep in the belief of Allah and the Wata Allah, I'm going to tell you from my own, it will turn out right for you. If you believe in Allah and know His attributes, what we're talking about tonight is Al-Asma'ul Husna, and you know His 99 beautiful names and attributes, whichever one of them that you know of at that moment that you need to utilize, you would not question, you won't complain, and you know how some people, they'll actually swear, you know, curse the world around them when they're faced with a difficult situation. That's almost like a person, you know, being hungry, and I'm pretty sure that you all have experience with this as well. You find some people, they say they get hungry, and they just get beside themselves. They cannot contain a proper disposition or attitude, you know, like they just are frustrated and all out of, just out of it. And you say, well, what's the problem? I'm hungry. I haven't eaten all day. Oh, whoa. See, that's why in Islam, and now Islam and in other religions too, you fast. You know what fasting is. So even if, and I know sometimes we can get hungry, oh, I tell you, and it's not even Ramadan, but the things that we be so busy about, and perhaps maybe get up and get in that busyness and say, well, you know, I'm not feeling that hungry right now, so I'll just get something a little bit later. But as you're busy into what you're dealing with, you can get so hungry. I have gotten so, I said, oh, Allah, I'm so hungry, I don't know what to do. I said, then I reminded myself, I said, yes, I do, Allah. Oh, Allah, suffice me and bless me to get to some food as soon as I can get to it. I don't just lose it. But for people that do not believe and do not, because if you don't believe, you're not going to have no discipline. So you can forget that. That's out the window. So you got to believe, which is going to encourage you to have discipline. Then you won't get all bent out of shape and out of control just because you're facing a situation that's difficult at that moment in time. Knowing the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and understanding what they mean will help you. It will guide you to endure patiently. So back to that question that we asked when we first began, well, why should I really try to learn the name? So it can help you out when you get in a tight situation. It can give you, it can guide you to what you need to do and give you patience while you're dealing with it. Alhamdulillah. There is nothing greater than Allah, highly glorified is He. Therefore, a study of His attributes, Al-Asma'ul Husna, will be one of the greatest pursuits you can undertake and one of the greatest show of effort in getting closer to Allah, highly glorified is He. Al-Mukit, the sustainer of all creation. Alhamdulillah. Okay, one may ask, where does Al-Asma'ul Husna come from? Is this something y'all just made up or what's up? You know, especially for those that don't know. The meaning of Al-Asma'ul Husna, Al-Asma'ul Husna is the beautiful names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, highly glorified is He. This idea of His beautiful names and attributes is mentioned directly from the Quran as well as confirming hadith. Allah, highly glorified is He, say to them, O Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon you, call upon Allah, call upon Him, or call upon Him, Allah, or call upon Him as Al-Rahman. Call Him by whichever name you will. All His names are beautiful. Neither offer your prayer too loud of a voice, nor in a voice too low, but follow a middle course. And you're going to find that in Surah 17, Ayat 110. I'm going to stop right here, y'all, and I'm going to take a quick pause here. Our public service announcement and important information. And as always, we're going to ask you to stick and stay. Please do not go away, and we will be right back. okay. And thank you for your patience with my alhamdulillah.
Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to AM 360. Join your host, Munira Habil, every Tuesday from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time as we explore relationship topics addressing what we didn't know, what we've learned, and what we need to know and why. Because on this show, it's all about courtship and marriage.
Alhamdulillah, we are back. And just a reminder for those of you that are out there at am360.org and you want to ask a question or make a comment, you know you're going to need to dial in at 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253. And press 1. We'll recognize you and give you that opportunity. We want to remind you that if you would like to ask a question or a comment or something that you might want to put in confidence, then you want to email us, you can do so at cwsc.us. Again, that is cwsc.us. That's us. You can give us a like on Facebook. And you can leave us a listener comment at 910-317-0297. And however you choose to connect with us, we certainly do look forward to connecting with you. Alhamdulillah. Okay, I see we have a hand up here. I'm going to go on and take our caller, and then we'll continue right after. We're looking at 718-344. Welcome to Alice Lyman Focus Learning Lab. State your name and where you're calling from. Assalamu alaikum.
Well, alaikum salam. Haji Lala, Fort Valley, Georgia. How are you, my love?
How good a lot. My girl, I called you. Lala?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Uh-huh. Alhamdulillah. Good to hear you, baby. Alhamdulillah.
Good to
yes, ma'am.
I'm enjoying your program, sis. But my question is, too late for the Bermuda cruise?
I'm not sure, but I think we have someone on the line that may be able to answer that information for you. So I believe we do have someone there, and they would you asking that question? They'll certainly come in and give you an answer. And if not, Dial in at the 910-317-0297. That's 910-317-0297.
Gotcha. Thank you.
Yes, and someone should be able to address that question for you if they don't come on tonight, which they probably will, inshallah. And if I get it before you can connect with someone there, I'll certainly give you a return call.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
You're more than welcome, my love, and thank you so kindly for joining us this evening.
Good to hear you.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Assalamu alaikum. Did you have another question?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, then. Press 1 and go
okay.
Back out. And then that way, I appreciate you, Carrie.
Okay.
Four. Mm-hmm.
Hey, ma'am. It's not working for you.
Yeah, just press 1, and It'll take you out of the queue.
No, I pressed it three times already.
Okay, let me see if this will help. Okay, now try it. Okay, well, okay, there you go, sweet. There you go. Thank you so kindly. I do appreciate you dearly. Okay, I don't know why this keeps on seeing. You know, I didn't want to try to, don't even worry about that. Okay, so what we're going to go on and do now, we're going to get back to this article. We're going to get back to the article, y'all. Here we go. Okay. So, as before we left out, you know, we were asking from where we got the al-asma or husna come from. And it's mentioned directly from the Quran. And the hadith also mentions it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said to us, call upon your Lord in humility and privately. Indeed, he does not like transgressors or wrongdoers, and calls not corruption upon the earth after its reformation, and invoke Allah, highly glorified is he, in fear and aspiration. Indeed, the mercy of Allah, highly glorified is he, is near to the doers of good. And we're going to find that in Surah 7, Ayats 55 and 56, alhamdulillah. Abu Huraira narrated, peace and blessing of Allah be upon him, said, indeed, Allah has 99 names. Whoever counts them shall enter paradise. So, back to the question that one would ask, so why should I really get into learning them? Well, there's your biggest answer right there. Because we certainly want to make it to the paradise, and we're certainly aiming for it. So, learning al-asma'ul husna would be a profound effort on your part to getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be mindful of Allah, what another hadith says. Be mindful of Allah, and Allah will protect you. Be mindful of Allah, and you will find him before you. When you ask of Allah, highly glorified is he. And when you seek aid, seek Allah's aid. Alhamdulillah. What we also learn from the study of the 99 beautiful names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also a study of dua, ibadah, which is worship. So, I mean, it's all of these wonderful reasons that are actually profiting and benefiting us as believers. And that's one of the requirements. You have to be a believer. Because if you don't believe, guess what? You're not going to study them, first of all, because you don't believe studying them going to do anything for you anyway. But being a believer, you know that the study is going to bring you closer to your Lord. It's like a dua, which is an asking of your Lord. And ibadah, meaning worshiping your Lord. They were revealed to us so we can be mindful of them when we call upon Allah, highly glorified is he. Alhamdulillah. Now you, one might ask, okay, so what is the best way to memorize the 99 known beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Now, we want to remind you that the 99 known beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are not limited to the 99 names. It is important to state that the names of Allah, highly glorified as He, are not just limited to these 99 names. It is understood that the hadith narrated Abu Huraira, Allah has 99 names, such as 100 minus 1, highlight or emphasize these names in particular purpose in that whoever believes in their meanings and acts accordingly will enter paradise. You know, of all of the things that we can do, I don't know, when I first got this information, I mean, I was like, oh my God, Allah, you are so kind that you would allow us to just learn Al-Asma'ul Husna and guarantee us a seat in the paradise. I'm like, oh my God. Now, okay, now I'm going to get into that, but I've also come to learn that there's possibly some other ways that we can get that seat too, but you know, you got to do good. You just can't learn the name. Okay, so this does not imply that learning the name and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that all they have to do is just, run the names down. To support the view of having more than 99 names, this hadith is often referenced. Ibn Mas'ud reported, the messenger of Allah, peace and blessing of Allah be upon him, said, if any Muslim is afflicted with distress and makes this supplication, then his supplication will be answered. And this is the supplication. Oh Allah, highly glorified are you. I am your servant, the son of your servant. My forelock is in your hand. Your command concerning me prevails, and your decision concerning me is just. I call upon you by every one of the beautiful names which required yourself, or which you have revealed in your book, or you have taught to any of your creatures, or which you have chosen to keep in the knowledge of the unseen with you, to make the Quran the delight of my soul, the light of my heart, and to remove my sadness and dispel my anxiety. The Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, said, if a person says this, Allah will remove his affliction and replace it with joy and happiness. Now the people said, oh, messenger of Allah, highly glorified is he, peace and blessing of Allah be upon you. Should we not learn it? The prophet said, yes, peace and blessing of Allah be upon him. Whoever hears it should know it. The phrase, or which you have chosen to keep in the knowledge of the unseen with you, are names kept unknown. So see, that supports the fact that we're only dealing with 99 of the known name and attribute. He's there. There are works dedicated by other scholars that exceed 99 names. So when we are buying, selling, giving, and taking, remember Allah highly glorified is He much. And do not let this world distract you from that which will benefit you in the hereafter. Alhamdulillah. And that was related by Ibn Kathir. To those who are constantly doubting, trying to poke holes in Islam, they say, what's the point of doing anything if my fate is in someone else's hand? They may see life as useless and lack purpose. They use trust on Allah as a crutch for acting out laziness. So why do I do anything? I trust Allah, I don't have to do nothing. That's what those that want to, you know, be facetious, you know, foolish, you know, playing around, not sincere. So they say, why should I have to do it? I don't have to lift a hand. God know already. Yeah, He do know. But that don't give you a reason to be lazy. So you want to get up. You want to have enthusiasm in your learning or in your wanting to be close to your Lord. You can't just lay down and say, I want to be close to you, Allah, but I'm not willing to get up and do anything to get close to you. Can't do that and think it's going to all be good. It's like, a person that he having to take a test, and he go to actually take the test, but he hasn't prepared himself for it. Okay, so what, you know, they might want to ask them, what are you really doing? You know, it's like, I'm not going to study because I know Allah. And He know me, so I'm just going to go in there and take the test, and He going to let me pass. Oh, really? When you go in that type of thought, and you know you haven't prepared yourself, and you get a bad grade, so now you can say, that's what God wanted to be happening for me. That's not true. That's what you wanted to happen to you because you didn't get up and put no effort. Everybody want to go to paradise, but nobody want to work for it. Everybody want to get A on the test, but they don't want to work for it. Don't want to study for it. I'm going to just put it all on the fact that God has power over all things, and He does. But you remember this too. And for the new shahadas that haven't read this yet, you keep reading the Quran, you're going to read it. Allah, highly glorified is He, our Lord says He will not change the position or the disposition of one until they make an effort themselves to make change. So we can't just sit down and say, that's what God meant for me. That's what you meant for you. Since you didn't do anything to on your behalf to support your own self. You see what I'm saying? So you must work. You must put the effort in, you know, and trust in Allah. You put the effort in, and when you put that effort in, then you trust Allah. It says what the trust in Allah, Tawakkul, really is can be explained in this hadith. The Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, advises tying your camel. And here it says, tying a camel to a pole. So Anas bin Malik narrated that a man said, O messenger of Allah, shall I tie it and rely upon Allah, highly glorified is he, or leave it loose and rely upon Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, he said, tie it and rely upon Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that was related by Jami at-Tirmidhi, Hadith 25:17. It's the idea of doing your best, taking all the necessary precautions, dotting your I's, as we would say, and crossing your T's, and only then accepting the outcome. Why then? Because you have now made an effort to do the best that you can do, and you prepared yourself. We have to prepare, just like we're talking about right now, learning our Asma ul Husna. And if we learn them and incorporate them in our daily lives, learn them to our hearts, will give us a seat in paradise. Well, that's what we're doing. We're preparing. We're not just saying, oh, well, how are you going to learn them if you don't work on it? So that was, we have to ask ourselves the hard questions about ourselves. What are we doing to actually make things happen for us? Can't just sit down and say, oh, I'm just going to leave it. I'm not going to do anything. You see, when you can say to yourself, I have done my part to the best of my capability. You know, sometimes we find a whole day. We got 24 hours in a day. And we take up 23 of them hours doing nothing. And then we say, or doing everything that we're doing. I won't say doing nothing, y'all. Okay. But it's doing nothing compared to when it comes to the worship of your Lord. So if there's anything that's keeping you from the worship of your Lord, trust you don't need to be doing it. So that's why I say nothing. But we spend up 23 hours of the 24 we got doing whatever those things are. And then in the final of the end of the day, and you look around, you've not got one prayer. Ain't got one prayer. Or guess what? You didn't perform the prayer as it should be performed. Why? That's what you have to ask yourself. And you have to take a hard look at that. Think about the hours of the day that you have and what you're doing with your time. This is no time for play. This is serious business. Getting into paradise, if you don't see it now, you better think about it because it's real serious. So when you can say to yourself, I have done my part to the best of my capability, the rest is up to Allah. I guarantee you, you'll feel a sense of calmness and peace. You have no control over the outcome from here. It's in Allah's hands, for real. You know what I'm saying? Because you did your participation. If it was destined for you, whatever took place, that is great. If it isn't, then maybe Allah has something better planned for you, and you have to look at it that way. And you will have the insight to look at it that way when you are doing your part to the best of your capability. So don't try to fool yourself, because you surely cannot fool Allah, highly glorified is he, because he is Al-Basir. Yahusin and Al Alim, the all-knowing. So if you're trying to, you know, you're only going to be making a fool out yourself because you cannot fool God. It doesn't do us any good to dwell on regret. Or question Allah's decree. It is more freeing, F-R-E-E-I-N-G, for the soul to live and let go. Putting trust in Allah, highly glorified is He, that He knows what is best for us. After all, if we all got what we wanted without facing any adversity, we will quickly become both sensitive and weak. Any future trial or loss would break us emotionally. Surah Baqarah, Ayat 286, Allah says, let me see, did I write that down? Allah has given us trials in our life to test us for the better. He knows we are resilient and strong. So you go there to this ayat. And we must not stop believing this and put our entire trust in Allah, highly glorified be. This ayat tells us we don't know ourselves. We are capable of more than we give ourselves credit for. Alhamdulillah. So for those who have trust in Allah, they are on a path for success and victory. Full trust in Allah and never faltering in that trust will lead a person to a life of happiness. When it is sincere and pure, the believer doesn't suffer much because he knows Allah, highly glorified is He, has his best interest in mind. Now again, that's not to say your problems are not real problems, but that you can't cry it away or walk it away. That's what we're saying. It's there, and you have to endure it and survive it. And the best way to do that is to live through it without losing hope, faith, or trust. Move on and become better. The more we remember Allah, highly glorified is He, and try to please Him by following the blueprint He has revealed for us in the Quran, it would lead to goodness in this world and in the hereafter. We need to stop wishing for something else to happen or for a different fate. That is a false life and a path of unhappiness. When something happens which we intended, we say Alhamdulillah. And when something happens we didn't intend, we say Alhamdulillah twice, because that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has planned. Alhamdulillah. And that completes our article for this evening. Alhamdulillah. And we're going to go right on here and take our next pause for our public service announcement. We're going to come right back. We're going to do a couple of the Al-Asma'ul Husna, inshallah. Okay. It's something up there. Oh, yeah, right here.
The peace be on you. Assalamu alaikum. My name is Omar Shakir, and I'm resident imam of Masjid Bilal Ibn Rabah in San Antonio, Texas. And I would like to invite you every first Sunday from 12 to 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time, to join us for our class where we're dealing with the subject matter of the basics in Islam. We are excited about this program, even if we're new Muslims or Muslims that have been in the faith for many, many years. It is a wonderful opportunity to learn and understand this beautiful way of life. We also connected with various insights from the Tafsir of Imam Waliduddin Muhammad radiallahu anh, and we all explained its practical application. We look forward to being with you on every first Sunday of the month, where we would deal with the basics of Islam. The peace be on you. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. Join us each and every Sunday from 5 to 7 Eastern Standard Time and 4 to 6 Central Standard Time for the broadcast of the contemplations of Imam Waliduddin Muhammad, sharing his insights, his wisdom, and his knowledge here on America Muslim 360, utilizing the books edited by Brother Morocco, Brother Ghani, and Brother Ronald B. Shaheed. So we look forward to your presence as we share the insight, the logic, and the thinking of our beloved Imam Waliduddin Muhammad here on America Muslim 360 on a myriad of subject matter. We look forward to your presence. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Fitra Muhammad bringing you good news. Study Al Islam Life Topic Series 2020 is back. How many times have you wondered when reading the Quran, what were the challenges and circumstances that Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was facing when Allah sent the angel Gabriel with inspired revelation? Join us at 10 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time every Sunday to learn from our scholarly speakers. If you were unable to connect because your carrier charged the fee, you may now listen online at am360.org. For a complete schedule of our speakers, email studyalislam@gmail.com or pick up the Muslim Journal. Thank you.
Just 12 years old.
Alhamdulillah, and we are back. And okay, everybody, now, you know, if you have a question or comment, whether you're out here at am360.org or here in the studio, you're going to need to press 1 so I can know that you have a question or something that you want to share. And for those of you that are out there at am360.org, you know you're going to have to dial in at 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253 and press 1. And I'll know that you have something on your mind to share. Yes, as the PSAs were stating, join us tomorrow morning starting at 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern Time right here at AM 360, starting at 10 o'clock with Study Al Islam with Fitra Muhammad, and then come back at 1:30 to 3 o'clock to the reading of a good book with our dear sister Rabia Jackson, the reading of a good book. But before that, I believe you're going to come in at 12:30. Let me just make sure here, you know. Let me make sure here. Okay, that's 1:30. Okay. Okay, from 12 to 1:30. It's going to be Imam Omar Shakur with the basis of Al-Islam. And then from 1:30 to 3, you're going to have Rabia Jackson. And then coming in at 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, you're going to have contemplations of Imam W.D. Muhammad with Imam Kareem Hamid and Imam Michael Hamid. And we look forward to seeing you starting tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock a.m. Okay. Thank you so kindly. We look forward to it. Okay. So with that, we're going to go on and continue here. I'll check my board before we wrap up here, but now that we have completed the article, we're going to go over to learning Al Asma or Hukma. Ah, is that what we've been talking about tonight? And something that we in that article, and we're speaking of Allah giving the new life. So we're going to be starting out on number 49 this evening. And that is Al-Bayt, the infuser. Allah highly glorified as he is the infuser of new life. And Al-Bayt is spelt capital A-L dash capital B-A, that's B as in Bismillah, A-I-T-H. That's capital A-L dash capital B-A-I-T-H. Allah highly glorified is he is Al-Bayt, the infuser of new life. And you know, to infuse is to actually inject, you know. So he, Allah, highly glorified is he, Al-Bayt infuses new life. Now, Al-Bayt, resurrects those in the graves. Allah highly glorified is he, Al-Bayt, the infuser of new life, resurrects those in the graves. He stirs things into motion. He causes determination. He manifests the knowledge of the unknown. He brings his servants back to life. He resurrects his creation on the day of judgment. He Allah is who records what the breasts conceal. Bayt is the life. One who knows the real meaning of resurrection knows the real meaning of this attribute. Most people have numerous general misconceptions and ambiguous presumptions about it. They imagine that death is the end of everything, and that resurrection starts a new creation from nothing, just as the first creation was started. Their belief that death is the end of everything is surely erroneous. For we have come to learn from studying the Sunnah that the grave is either a pit of fire or a piece of paradise. The dead are either happy or miserable. The happy ones, such as the martyrs, are not dead. Rather, Allah highly glorified is he, Al-Bayt says the following. The resurrector of life, the infuser of life, says the following about them in Surah Al-Imran. And do not reckon those who are killed in the way of Allah as dead. Highly glorified is he, as dead. Nay, they are alive receiving sustenance from their Lord, rejoicing in what Allah highly glorifies in Al-Bayt, the infuser of new life, has given them out of his grace. And they rejoice for the sake of those who, being left behind them, have not yet joined them, that they shall have no fear, nor shall they grieve. And we'll be able to find that in Surah 3, Al Imran, Ayat 169-170. The miserable too are living, leading a miserable life. For this reason, the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessing of Allah be upon him, highly glorified is Allah, once addressed the latter in the aftermath of the Battle of Badr, saying, I have found what my Lord has promised me to be the truth. So have you found what your Lord promised you to be true? He was asked, how can you address people who have turned into a stink? He answered by saying, you do not hear me better than they, except that they cannot answer me back. Al-Bayt is also one who inspires determination in the heart of people to undertake lofty objectives on the battlefields of jihad and to purify themselves. Al-Bayt plants the will to rise up to lofty endeavors, who removes from your heart the evil whisperings, who purges the innermost conscience from scruples and purifies the deed from filthiness. He sends his messengers to convey his commandments. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, then when we resurrect you after your death, we will bring you back to life. And you will find that in Quran, Surah 2, Ayat 56. There's much more that I can say on Al-Bayt, the infuser of new life. Allah highly glorified is he. But we're going to stop right there. And we're going to move on to number 50, Al-Shaheed. Al-Shaheed. That's capital A-L dash capital S-H-A-H-E-E-D. And that can also be spelled as capital A-L dash S-H-A-H-I-D. Al-Shaheed. Allah highly glorified is he is Al-Shaheed, the all-observing witnessing. Al-Shaheed is a superlative. Now here they are spelling it with the one that I just said, with the S-H-A-H-I-D. But it, from the beginning, it's the A-L-S-H-A-H-E-E-D. But it says Al-Shaheed is a superlative of Al-Shaheed. Let me see if I can get anything out of this here right quick. Let me just check this out. Okay, let me just check it out. Peerless, naturalist, basically the same thing. It matches
El Shahi with the two E's and a D, and matches up with the El Shahi with the H-I-D. The witness, it's a superlative of El Shahi, the H-I-D. It's the witness in his work. It has been indicated in Zubadi, in his works, has indicated that Al-Shahi, and he's spelling the E-E-D, is one of Allah's attributes, meaning the one who is faithful in his witness and from whose knowledge nothing at all escapes. His knowledge is the very ultimate regarding all apparent matters, all things to observe and to witness. Al-Shahi, that is Allah, highly glorified is he, the witness, suffices as witness to all people regarding the truth of your message. He testifies that you are his messenger who does not have full control over his servants. Now, you know, that's a beautiful thing there. I have to speak quickly on this here. And I'm saying that that's beautiful because we love the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings Allah be upon him, and all of the messengers, peace and blessings Allah be upon them, that Allah highly glorified as he sent as the messenger. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cautions us to remind us that these are men. And he tells us in the Quran, these are men like yourselves. See? Because we could quickly, just like our brethren, the Christians did with the prophet Jesus, peace and blessings Allah be upon him. We would quickly, raise them to a status of exaltation, and only Allah highly glorified is he is deserving of exaltation. So I'm just grateful that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us of this. And he said, and he reminds his servants, all of us, and his messengers that they don't have control over his servants. And what Allah says, what is the weightiest in testimony? Say, Allah is witness between you and me. And that's Quran 6, Surah 6, Ayat 19. That is, will we what is the greatest witness? The greatest witness is Allah. Say, Allah testifies with regard to you and to me. Allah ordered his messenger, peace and blessings Allah be upon him, to ask the disbelievers, whose testimony is the greatest and the most accurate? Then he ordered him to tell them that the greatest is the testimony of the one whose statement does not permit any room for lying or erring. The testimony is Shahada of the Almighty. Alhamdulillah. And it goes on here to say three of those testimonies would be, number one, his own telling people in his book that he has sent the prophet as his messenger. The second, the Shahada of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is his own support for his messenger in numerous ways, the greatest of which is the Holy Quran, which is the everlasting scholarly and rational miracle. It has been practically proven that all people put together are incapable of producing a chapter or a verse like it. And third, the Shahada of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the testimony of previously revealed divine books, and the fact that messengers before him had already brought the glad tidings of his prophethood. And in Surah Jonas, the great Quran says, Allah highly glorified is he, therefore suffices as witness between us and you that we were quite unaware of your worship of us. And you find that in Quran, Surah 10, Ayat 29. And I hope you're writing down these ayats, the surahs and the ayats, because then when you go back and you actually read them, you're going to be able to get a better understanding and see exactly what we're talking about, inshallah. We're going to move along. There's more that can be said Al-Shaheed. Allah highly glorified is he, the witness. And we're going to move on to Al-Asma'ul Husna, number 51, Al-Haq. And that's capital A-L dash capital H-A-Q-Q, Al-Haq. Allah highly glorified is he, is Al-Haq, the absolute truth. One of the attributes of Allah is Al-Haq, the truth. His existence is proven to be true, and so is his divinity. He makes the truth manifest by the power of his word, who supports those whom he loves by his signs. Allah highly glorified is he, Al-Haq. The absolute truth is the truth, who is worthy of being adored, who is always there, and who never disappears, whose presence is proven to have always been since time immemorable and forever. He's always been, even before time and above time. His presence is a reality standing on its own merit. And there is no existence except through him and by him. And he never moves and is above motion or anything physical or material. He permits the truth to manifest itself. He creates everything as his wisdom indicates, or as his wisdom dictates. He is present in a way which permits no room for him to be absent, nor different, nor extinct. Thing that exists is from Allah. Highly glorified is he, Al-Haq, the absolute truth, and to him is its ultimate end. Alhamdulillah, there is more that we can say. but I am going to stop right there. I don't want to press it tonight, y'all. We'll do one more, and then we'll call it an evening. We'll see if we have any callers after we do. No. And number 52 is Al Wakil. Allah, highly glorified as he is, Al Wakil. And Al Wakil is spelled capital A-L dash capital W-A-K-E-E-L. Again, that's capital A-L dash W-A-K-E-E-L. Al Wakil. Allah highly glorified is he, is Al Wakil, the trustee, the disposer of affairs, the servant of Allah highly glorified is he, Al Wakil, have entrusted their affairs to him and relied on his benevolence due to their inability to attain what they wish to attain versus his own ability to do so. He, Allah, takes charge of the conditions of his servants. He manages them as he pleases. Those who recognize him will entrust him theirs. He, Allah, highly glorified is he, Al Wakil, the trustee or the disposer of affairs, is surely the only one who truly fares with his servants as he pleases. If one of his servants entrusts him to fare with his own affairs, Allah highly glorified is he, Al Wakil, will beautifully save him the hardship of any task and grant him more than he grants others. He gives sufficiently to those who rely on him. He takes care of the affairs of his servants. Alhamdulillah. So, you know, when you talk about the affairs of his servants, another thing that he even said to his messenger, Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, he said, I have not sent you to be over their affairs. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful? Because we know, had Allah, highly glorified, has he given man that type of position, that type of power, that type of authority, be disastrous. It just pressed my mind. So he is not sent over their affairs. It was something I was going to say to Prophet. He'll give that to me, inshallah. He gives sufficiently to those who rely on him. He takes care of the affairs of his servants. He initiated the giving to man without the latter having asked him. And he gave man everything he needed. Whenever man pleads to him, he directs his attention to him and beautifully looks after him. If he remains on the straight path, he will seal his deeds with the beauty of his guardianship. And what I was going to remember, what the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, he said, and part of being a good Muslim is leaving that alone that does not concern you. See how dear and merciful and kind he was as a man, as a servant of Allah. He didn't go dipping his nose off in folks' business. He said, part of being a good Muslim, and you know, if he told us something, he did it in his own life. And he said, part of being a good Muslim is leaving that alone, which does not concern you. Alhamdulillah. So with that, everyone, I appreciate you so dearly. I've enjoyed you immensely. And I'm going to check my board here and see if we have any callers in the queue. And, we have no takers. Let me see here. No, okay, wonderful, wonderful. I mean, not wonderful that you didn't press one, but I'm just saying, you know, wonderful that we, you know, have any callers, and it's okay because I certainly do appreciate you being here and listening. And I pray Allah spend a while to Allah that we've all gained some new perspective and insight into the information that Allah, highly glorified, He has allowed me to disseminate this evening. Alhamdulillah. That we're going to make our du'as for the homeless. We pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because we have to remember them. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to us in the Quran that we have a responsibility and a duty to give to the needy, the wayfarer, the poor, those who ask, and those who, for whatever reason, do not ask. We have that responsibility and that duty. So we're going to pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his servants that have found themselves in a difficult situation of being homeless and or hunger. We pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will suffice them, give them shelter, and give them food to suffice them and bring their families together as a whole. And we to that we say, I mean. And we pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for those that are ill, having difficulties in their health. We pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless them with an expedient recovery and bless the healing of their health to be as though they never really had that health issue. And we already know Allah highly glorified is He is Al-Bayyath. He is the infuser of new life. So we know He can do that. So that we pray. And to that we say, I mean. And we pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for those of His servants that He has returned to Him. Our loved ones, our dear ones. We pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have mercy and forgiveness on their souls and bless them with His paradise. We pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He will bless us as His servants and their loved ones that they have left behind with patience and peace as we endure. And again, we were talking about earlier tonight, a difficulty, a hardship. We pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make our hearts, soothe our hearts, bring peace as we endure and endure the return of our loved ones to Him, which we all must do. Alhamdulillah. And to that, we say, I mean, I mean, I mean. Alhamdulillah. Okay, and I know we all are preparing ourselves for the upcoming Ramadan, and we're excited. We're looking forward to it. And so as we prepare and we look toward to the Ramadan, we pray Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, bless us to live to see the Ramadan upcoming, and that he bless us to prepare ourselves in a way that we will have a successful Ramadan. We pray that our upcoming week, we have a fantastic upcoming week and a Jumu'ah Mubarak. And with that, we're going to give you hugs and love before we leave out this evening, because we're all heading toward bed, inshallah. And we pray Allah, highly glorified is he, bless us with a good night rest and a blessed rising, inshallah. And with that, we're going to give you big old hugs and love. Ah, thank you so kindly for being here. And we're going to leave out, but I do look forward to, inshallah, my being able to be here at our next session, which will be, we're here every Saturday evening from 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. Normally till about 8:30, but we can go some nights until 9. But if you come on in, then you'll be able to get in and enjoy the whole presentation. So with that, inshallah, we'll be able to see each other, inshallah, and hear each other next week. And I'm going to leave us out I thought I had it right here. Okay, see, now you're going to act up on me. Let me see what I got. Oh, let's try it right here. I'm going to leave it out. Yeah, right here. Nope, that's not it. That's not it. Just be patient with me, y'all. Because I want to leave you out with our promo, if I can find it for next week. But I did tell you to make it in your, here it is, to put it in your, on your calendar, in the things you have to do for next week, inshallah, right here on AM 360, the number one listening radio station in the nation. Your intellect is respected and your voice is protected. Alice Mom and Focus Learning Lab, starting at 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. Hugs and love to you. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Dafrita Hadi, Director of the CWSC Model Community National Resource Directory and host of Alice Mom and Focus Learning Lab, here on AM 360 Islamic radio station, asking you to join me Saturday evening, 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, to share stimulating Islamic information and insight as we unite our spiritual and intellectual perceptions and cultivate our human existence together. Inshallah, I will hear you at the lab. Assalamu alaikum, and thank you kindly.
Okay, what we got here? Okay, so, let me see. Let's see what we're doing. Okay, inshallah, we're going to say thanks. Thank you so kindly for using Blog Talk Radio. And we'll see you next week, inshallah. Good night.